The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report. And a little hint tomorrow, folks. I'm doing a pledge drive on this network for the entire day tomorrow. Why? Because in this damn depression that the government doesn't want to admit we're at depression levels, it's just the, I guess, second half of the great American recession. Sponsors that have been with this network for a long, long time have been dropping. Why? They're not doing any business. This is why I've always asked you to support the advertisers. Because without their pay, there is no play. There is no programming. There's no network. So tomorrow, we're doing an all-day pledge drive on this network. It's not been done before. In 7 years of this network being here, we have never done an on-air pledge drive. Well, we are tomorrow because we're behind and getting further behind every single day. And let me just remind you once again, we're not number two in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We are the number one network in this country. Period. Kevin, did you hear the story that I referred to out of, I think it was New Zealand?
I hadn't heard that, but...
Somebody will call into this program today that I cursorily read it the other day for a couple of minutes, and I went, oh, that's really great. These people are saying that there's nothing wrong. A child after birth really doesn't have any rights. It's a burden to society. It's a burden on that family that can't afford them. So therefore, what's wrong with killing that child after that child is born? These people like this, Kevin. When these people utter words like this in public, they should not
be condemned.
They should be tarred and feathered.
All I can say is, as in the days of Noah, that's the first. Are you there?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
The second statement is, it's Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. That's what America has turned into. You know, the basic reason why I called are two reasons. The first reason was to say what I've said about your position as being a watchman, RBN. The second thing is, if you were a Vladimir Putin or a Russian general, you would be able to see what is coming. You would know what the plan is, the game plan. If you were a Chinese general, you could see the game plan, the ultimate game plan. Now, if I were in either of those positions, I would be setting up my reply right now. Qatar would be on my target list. I would be preparing, if they attack Iran, as they are threatening to do, and I were either of those countries, I would turn Qatar into the sea of glass. The reason why I would do that is because, firstly, it sends out the message, don't think that you're going to fight a war on our territory. Secondly, it denies the crooks the very thing that they're trying to steal. And thirdly, it gets rid of, if you're fully surrounded by a group of cutthroats, I hear the music.
Yeah, and I've got to let you go, Kevin. I appreciate your call. When you're surrounded by these people, I don't look at it as being surrounded. I'm in a target-rich environment. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I just got an email. Here's somebody that can see. Wow, I really applaud you. Hi, John. I'm a brand new listener. Today is my first day, and I love and agree with everything you say. Thank you for what you do. I'm so glad that someone on the airwaves is finally as tired and courageous as myself to stand up and say how it really is. Those stupid folks out there are just too damned apathetic and do not deserve this country our forefathers gave to us. And yes, they deserve to go to hell. I will be listening to your show from this day forward and will plug your show on my website. Thanks again, my fellow patriotic brother. You're more than welcome, Aaron, from all of us here at this network, all 34 of us here at this network, and for all the people on this staff and my wife that has stuck with me through thick and too thin. Many times, way too thin. From the engineer, from the board ops. For all you people through the years that have been listening to me on the air, I've been there almost 20 years, through three different networks. I thank you. And don't stop. Don't ever stop. Thank you for those words, Aaron. I appreciate it. Jeff in Austin. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Hi, Mr. Stadtmiller. Thank you for your show. You're doing a great service for everybody that's listening, and I have been listening to you for probably close to 4 years.
Okay.
I originally had a taste of the Patriot community back in the early 90s through the Birch Society. And they kind of awoken me to the problems with the where the encroachment on the Constitution was occurring and stuff. And,
you approached it from a more intellectual level rather than bullhorning, impassioned, screaming into microphones.
Yeah, and okay. Anyhow, I tried sharing that kind of message with my friends, and I was quickly shuffled away, if you will. But getting to the present, knowing that there's a growing community of people that are educated and aware, it still concerns me how slowly and methodically and patiently it appears that they're rolling out their plan. And you know all too well that only honest and law-abiding citizens follow the laws, right? Slowly boxing us in. And if they're working on like a 20 or a 40 or a 60-year plan, what's to say they won't wait another 15 to 20 years from today?
They can't. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, Jeff. They've come too far too fast. If you've not noticed, they're not even giving you even the illusion of even holding back. Each and every day we turn around, there's a new assault on freedom and liberty on the people of this country. They're not apologetic. They're not doing anything but rolling full steam.
But nobody's opposing it. And that's what concerns me the most. I mean, they're getting away with like things that 15, 20 years ago, or, you know, people would have just, it would have blown their minds. This is science fiction we're, like, living in. You know, the crazy laws that they're putting in place and the restrictions on people and our rights and stuff. And I'm just concerned if this next presidency goes and it switches hands back to the Republicans, which I am totally neither Republican nor Democrat. If it goes back to them, it's just going to buy them a couple more years, a couple more months, till they can really ratchet down that much harder on people before, you know, to the point where people can't afford ammunition, or, you know, because they can't attack the Second Amendment directly through weapons, so they're going to try to, you know,
do it by way of ammunition.
Yeah, and through attrition, and all the educated patriot community, some of them may not be around in 3 or 4 years. And these people have, you know, woken up thousands, you know, over the 20 years of them sharing knowledge and stuff. And it's like, you know, I almost feel, you know, that we need to get the show on the road.
Yes.
And we need to call their hand by giving them the situation where they can only do what they want to do, and they reveal their face to the entire world. And that would be like by voting for Obama, because if somebody like Romney gets in, some people may go back to sleep. They may think, oh, well, give him some time. You know, he can make a change. You just got to give him some time. And the whole agenda is going to keep rolling forward, you know, according to plan. And like, inflation's out of control right now, you know, so, and it's going to get worse. Food's, you know, through gasoline costs and everything, it's going to start skyrocketing. And, you know, people aren't going to be able to afford to do anything. Like what Henry Kissinger said, and I can't remember the exact quote, it was within the past 6 to 8 years, he said that when it happens, that people won't be able to afford to fight back.
And he also said, when you have the UN troops standing on street corners in the streets of Los Angeles, that people will cheer it.
Yeah, that will be like pleading for the troops to be on the streets to quell the crime and, you know, the rioting and stuff like that.
Well, and I had a conversation yesterday with a good friend of mine I've known for a number of years. Met up with him, well, pretty shortly after I got here to Austin. And he is generally a very pissed off individual, Very smart guy. He's a clinical psychologist. But he told me yesterday, I was at his home, seated at his kitchen table. My wife was there. His wife was there. And he had this look on his face. And I said, what are you grinning about? I said, generally, you're the pessimist. You can't wait till the system falls apart because you know it has to in order to put it back together. He looked at me across the table, and he simply said this, Jeff. He said, I am encouraged. He said, I've been watching very closely, not only our own medias, but around the world. People are waking up. And he said, I am encouraged. And this came from a guy that I never would have expected him to say that. So are we going to be around long enough to see this thing through, to be voices, to encourage other people to stand up and put down what is wrong? I certainly hope so. Jeff, thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Speaking of which, Mike, got to play this for you, just in case people missed it before. Not that, dummy. Jeez, old Pete. Okay, I'll get to it here somewhere. Is this it? It is the quantitative easing. Explain.
Did you hear about the Fed?
No, what about the Fed?
They announced another round of the quantitative easing.
What does that mean?
It means they are going to make large asset purchases via PAMO.
What does that mean?
It means they are going to expand their balance sheet and buy treasuries.
What does that mean?
It means they are going to print a ton of money.
So why do they call it the quantitative easing? Why don't they just call it the printing money?
Because the printing money is the last refuge of failed economic empires and banana republics, and the Fed doesn't want to admit this is their only idea.
So why do they want to print the money?
Because they say we have the deflation, and the deflation is very bad.
What is the deflation?
The deflation is when prices of the things we buy go down.
Isn't that good? Doesn't it mean the people can buy more of the stuff?
Yes, but the Fed said this is bad, especially during the recession.
So they think that during the recession, when the people have less money to buy the stuff, it is bad that the prices go down?
Yes, the Fed would rather have the inflation.
So why does the Fed think we have the deflation?
Because the CPI said so.
But aren't the food prices higher than a year ago?
Yes.
Aren't the gas prices higher than a year ago?
Yes.
Aren't the healthcare costs higher than a year ago?
Yes.
Aren't tuition prices higher than a year ago?
Yes.
Aren't the taxes higher than a year ago?
Yes.
Aren't the subway fares higher than a year ago?
Yes.
Aren't the stock prices higher than a year ago?
Yes.
Aren't the bond prices higher than a year ago?
Yes.
So what is deflating right now?
The only thing deflating that I can see is the Fed's credibility.
Did they have a lot of credibility to start with?
No.
Why not?
Because the Fed has been wrong about every major economic development in the past 20 years.
You mean they didn't see the internet stock bubble?
No. In fact, they helped fuel the internet stock bubble.
And they didn't see the housing bubble?
No, in fact, they helped cause the housing bubble.
And they didn't see the subprime crisis?
No, in fact, they told us subprime problems were contained right before it hit the fan and the Lehman went bankrupt.
So has the Fed ever been right about anything?
Let me see if I can think of anything.
And we'll leave that pause there for a minute. We'll go back to that a little bit later. You know, geez, Ron McDonald, my God, you wrote a book on this. About the rotten currency system that we have in this country. And if people understood what is driving their lives, what is mounting their fears, what's devaluing all of their earnings, what's stealing their pensions, oh, my God. If they knew, if we could do like a zip download into America's head like that, and everybody got it.
Yeah, and, you know, it's as simple as... when we had lawful money, we worked for ourselves, even though we had an employer. We worked for ourselves because we built our wealth up. But because we have dishonest money that doesn't belong to us and can be taken from us, we're actually working for another, the creditor, and that's the difference.
All right, we'll take the break. Sean in Pennsylvania, you're up next. Melissa in Austin, don't go away. Tyler in Ohio, others, will get to your calls. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Wasn't that the idea when we started? School, that's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? If you even, depending on your age, if you even heard anything in the public school system as to what the Constitution is, what its intent was, what the duties and the obligations of the governments, federal and state, are, and more importantly, your involvement and what your duties and obligations to the United States of America. Yeah, they didn't teach you that in school. And I don't know what the hell your parents were doing, but they kind of forgot that little block of information to drill it in your head and to hold it dear. Because once it's gone, once freedom is gone and the hope of retrieving freedom and liberty is gone, you've got nothing. You know, is it better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all? I don't know. You tell me. The joys and the pains of love. The joys and the pains of freedom and liberty. You tell me. Is it worth it? Sean in Pennsylvania. Hello, Sean.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I want to thank you. I came to be aware of your network about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And I really owe you a debt of gratitude. I have learned more in the last 6 months listening to you and your station than I did about this country my whole life. I'm 45 years old. I had no idea. And I thought I cared. But I just want to let you know, you are not alone. You have a lot of people with you.
Well, Sean, we need a lot more, because I'm not one of these guys that'll have an idea of a flavor of something that maybe coulda, shoulda, woulda, but no. I want to be absolutely positively sure that not one person's life is wasted, their efforts go unnoticed, that their love of this country is not demonstrated and appreciated. This is our country, Sean. It is ours.
I agree. And I would like to also, I have contributed. My hours have been cut lately, but I am certainly attempting to do what I can. And any chance that I get to strike up a conversation with anybody, your network does come up, and I certainly refer you to anybody I can.
Well, do me a favor, Sean. Tomorrow, like I said, we're going to be doing a pledge drive. Chip us a couple of bucks, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. Everybody that donates tomorrow during the pledge drive is going to get the RBN business cards. And if you have a favorite that's on this network, you know, it's got the call-in number on there. It's got the website on there. They can listen online, live. Pick your favorite talk show host or the subject matter that person indicated to you that they're interested in. And plug them in, brother. That's all I can say. Because okay, it is the education, it's the informed electorate that is going to make the difference in this country.
I agree. And if I may, I'd like to, in closing, say a thank you to Ronald. I read his book, They Own It All. And the thing that I can really appreciate about Ronald's book is he just doesn't hand you all the answers. Through that book and reading that book, the way he's organized it, you're always thinking and understanding and learning instead of just memorizing. It's an excellent book.
You know what that book is? Yeah, it's got a lot of fact and it's got a lot of sights in it, but that book is a labor of love.
Well, it certainly appears to be. I would agree.
Ron McDonald, take a bow.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sean, keep plugging, my friend.
Thank you, and have a good day.
All right. Better late than never. 45 years of age, you're still a fairly young man. You got a lot of energy. You got a lot of life left. Let's start living the lives in this country that we can be proud of.
Thank you.
Thank you. People have said that to me. Phil Pozderek, when he read your book, he called me and said, man, I got to get this guy on the air.
And he did.
And he did.
That first week he was on, I believe. I was on his show.
Yeah. And there was a man that, very smart man, summa cum laude, what university? Notre Dame.
I think he has a photographic memory, doesn't he?
He does. Very, very bright man. And a couple of weekends ago, I had the opportunity to see him up in Dallas. He came down to that expo, and he and I talked for a couple hours. He goes, no. He said, I'm coming back. He said, I had some stuff I had to take care of. He said, but I'm coming back. And I said, Phil, that's the best news you could have given me, because he had a way. I mean, he would just literally leave me spellbound. And I've been around the block a few times. I got a few ticks on my odometer. But when that man would start in on the Federal Reserve and the financial system, how it's constructed, how it works, and what it does, I would literally sit there with my mouth agape. I kid you not, folks. So Phil Pozderek, one fine day, will be back on this network. Ron McDonald, we got to take this break. We'll be back. Melissa in Austin, you're up next.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropids. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
An ancient prophecy coincides with modern commerce and banking to create the greatest fraud ever perpetrated on a people in world history. And it happened right here in America. This book, and I'm referring to They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency, the very nice co-host with me on Mondays that's always polite, and he allows me to rant.
You're very passionate.
This book traces your rights and liberties, including property ownership originating out of our birthright, English common law. It then proves beyond any doubt that these rights have been replaced by mere privileges akin to a serf on his lord's manor. It's all been perfectly legally in a master plan of diabolical genius. Discover how the modern monetary system is the basis of unimaginable events, including the surrender of American sovereignty without a shot fired. Carrying a stealth and hidden mark of the beast, it has led to the destruction of your liberties, and it is the ultimate source and cause of the in-progress economic calamity. Enjoy unraveling one of the greatest mysteries and secrets that has ever been revealed. Learn how you and your loved ones can reclaim their unalienable, unalienable rights, folks, endowed by the Creator, and free your neighbors and fellow citizens who have been physically and economically incarcerated by a corrupt monetary system. Learn who really owns the American court system. Participate in restoring America from the clutches of the hidden masters. Watch the invisible become visible. If you've ever wondered who and what hidden puppeteer is who pulls the strings on both the American government and you from behind the curtain, they own it all, including you, is sure to bring shock and awe. That book was written by my guest today, Ron McDonald, and it is available to this network, and I suggest you read it, because as that caller said, it is a masterful piece. It's just not a cut and paste, folks. It comes from experience of knowing your subject matter, and the man on the air with me today speaks it from his heart. I'm not the only one that's passionate. You're just very low-key about it, Ron. You're just very low-key.
Only on the air, John.
Only on the air. Great. You leave the loony, the lunatic to... Okay, I got you. Let me go to Melissa. You've been holding for a long time, Melissa.
Yeah, I don't mind. I get to listen in.
What's on your mind?
Well, two things. First, I remember reading that part of that article about killing babies.
Yes.
This morning. One place I know people could find it is mid-page at RaidersNewsUpdate.com. Raiders, like Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's a fella from Oxford, a philosopher, they call him, that made the statement. Now, I don't know who has gotten on board with that, but I know that's Britain saying that right now. It's not us yet, but I'm sure we'll go along with it.
Well, somebody just sent me an email, and it's talking about a proposed new mental health bill in Australia. Children to be sterilized, 12-year-olds can consent to psychosurgery and electric shock.
Oh, that'll help.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, Melissa, I don't know how much people are willing to endure. How much are they going to take before they just shake off these chains, they stand up, and they just say what a two-year-old, one of the first words babies learn. No. Not yes. Yes means compliance. No, they don't want to do something. No. Can we at least demonstrate the wisdom that a two-year-old has?
Well, you know what it reminds me of? And I forgot to say hi to Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hi, how you doing, Melissa?
Good. I appreciate you also. You know, I can't even watch Discovery Channel or Animal Planet when they've got these, you know, the shows where the leopard is waiting in the brush, and then you watch them chase down the gazelle or the zebra or whatever, and it's not a clean kill. It's a horrific, horrible death. When I see that, I change the channel quickly before I can see what's coming next, because I can't stand to watch it. And I think that the dehumanization that takes place when people watch that kind of brutal killing over and over again, it sears the conscience. And this is, you know, this is part of the master plan to mesmerize the populace into agreeing by, you know, not saying no.
Well, let me tell you a little bit more about this bill in Australia. They only have until March 9th to make their opposition known. Children of any age to consent to sterilization, and this is in a lengthy bill. If a psychiatrist decides that a child under the age of 18 has sufficient maturity, he or she will be able to consent to sterilization. Parental consent will not be needed. Only after the sterilization procedure has been performed does it have to be reported, and only to the chief psychiatrist. 12-year-olds will be able to consent to psychosurgery. I mean, this goes on.
Wow.
The problem is that not enough good people, I don't know if they feel that they've been beaten. I don't know if they're afraid of public ridicule. They don't know how many people might be siding with people with this type of thinking. But my God, you're damning all of humanity. Every bit of you as a human being, you are damning if you do not speak out against it. I mean, to me, it's as plain as the glasses on my face right now. But to other people, I don't know how far they are willing to be pushed, Melissa, before they just turn around and they just say, no more. No more.
Well, think of that same herd of gazelle that, or zebra that just got ripped out of its midst. And think about what the other ones do. They watch it happen, and they just keep on chomping on the grass that they're chewing. I mean, this is how humans are behaving now. I'm glad it wasn't me. It's sickening. And one thing, when I mention it to, there's one fellow that I know that he's, you know, over 65, and I said something to him the other day, and he says, look, he says, I don't have long for this world. My parents didn't live all that long. He says, why don't you just take a rest, Melissa? How old do you plan to live on, living on the world, you know, on this earth? I said, till I'm about 90, I guess. And I'm 60 now, and he says, 90? He says, wow. And it's like, well, why doesn't he want to live that long? I mean, he's planning on laying down and dying, so he doesn't care about who's left behind.
Well, and, you know, I was reading something the other day in Sweden. They now have mobile euthanasia.
Wow.
Mobile euthanasia. They've killed over 3,000 people. Truck pulls up to your home. They go in, they euthanize you, and cart the body off. They've done this over 3,000 times.
Wow.
You know, what is the value of life, and what will people do to protect it? And I'll tell you, one of the greatest sins, and I hope some of these preachers are listening to this program today, you cowardly human beings, all the assaults that are taking place on God's children today, and you stand there silent? Oh, that is the... You will be damned more and more often than anybody else. Because you know what? You took supposedly a moral position, and you've taken that and turned it into a coward's position. I hope they burn in hell and roast nicely.
Well, you certainly hit a pet peeve of mine. You know, that a preacher who's supposed to be relating the spiritual world to humanity will not tell the truth from his pulpit,
yeah,
will not recognize the evil in society.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a pet peeve for mine.
You know, and you know, it's always been tagged, oh, you know, it's political leanings, it's about this abortion issue. You know, we've got Roe versus Wade. Yeah. How many babies, and now, thankfully this didn't come out of the United States, and I will track this story down for you folks, but this came out of a college. It was either Eastern Australia or New Zealand. When I read that even if a baby is born, if we determine that it is not a good fit for society, will be a burden on society, or it may even be a burden economically on the family, that child really doesn't have any rights and the state has the right to kill it. How much more blatantly evil do you need this thrown in your face? You probably wouldn't duck if I threw a dog turd at you. You'd probably say, can I have more?
50 roll.
God almighty.
Listen, that same article, someone said the other day when they were talking about it on air that it was a child up to the age of 3. Was eligible to be put down.
Put down? Like a dog?
Yeah,
Like a dog.
Well, that's my wording, but that's what it comes down to.
By the way, Dallas, I appreciate you sending this. He said, here's the clip that you requested, and I'm hoping this is like an 8-part series here. I'm hoping that somebody had captured what Barack Obama actually said in front of AIPAC. I pray God that it is in there, because you will hear out of this president's mouth. Geez, when was the last time you heard, Melissa, a president of the United States declaring that Israel is a Zionist state?
Not the president, but I did hear about the lady in Parliament that now has stepped down because she stood up in front of Parliament and said Zionist Israel will not always exist,
yeah.
and people booed her. Then I was. She also said, "When will America wake up and stop sending them 70 billion pounds a year?"
Which is over $100 billion. And Barack Obama has said that every year we have increased, for the security of Israel, we have increased the funding that we've been sending them, not every couple of years, every single year. And when I heard that, see, everybody in this country thought it was $3 billion a year, and then Jim Traffic had come out and said, "No, wait a minute. I was in Congress when I was there. It was $20 billion a year. Now it is over $100 billion a year to the terrorist Zionist state of Israel."
Well, things are certainly upside down and backwards.
I'm telling you, Melissa, the key is easy and it's simple. It is fundamentally that simple, as we just communicate with each other and we say no. We do this with a passion because we appreciate life, because we do appreciate freedom, and we know how precious liberty really is. We need to start acting the way we should be acting, as Americans, as people that know the difference, that have had this love affair with this country. You know, people that have not been born into this country that come here. I've related to stories on air that the couple that after the wall fell in Russia, that they were riding around in the back of a cab, this Russian was driving, and he was just saying how wonderful America is and that he hopes that Russia one day will achieve what America did. And he starts spouting parts of the Constitution. These people had to admit from the back of this Russian's cab, "Is you know more about our country than we do." How sad is that? Melissa?
Well, people don't say this saying much anymore, but I'm going to say it with a slight correction. Death to the one world order. And in the end, God shall prevail. They will not get away with this in eternity. They will face judgment.
Well, I would prefer they start going on trial here, because the Almighty's real busy. He's got an entire universe to look after.
I know, but
you know,
I don't see us accomplishing it without his help. Is my whole deal.
Melissa, he's given us everything we need. We got all the tools we need.
I don't know. I want to be bulletproof. I need miracles.
No, you don't.
You know?
You need your concerned, upright, and moral thinking and ethic-based American. That's what you need.
Got that. I keep working on that one.
Yeah.
All right. God bless you guys.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Come on, folks. Quit looking for miracles. You're the answer to the problem. You're an American. You were born here. That's the answer. Gosh. Pete, I had Peter Schiff on the air one day, and I was talking to him about his father, sitting there rotting in a federal prison right now because of his stand against the IRS. And I said, "Peter," I said, "you know your dad's still in jail." He goes, "Yeah, I know." I said, "Have you done anything to help him?" He deflected and moved on.
Oh, geez.
His own father sitting in prison. He wants to go run for Congress or whatever else. You know, I'll be the first to admit, I don't know Peter Schiff personally, but I sure did know his daddy. His daddy had a lot of guts. His daddy went to jail, standing for principle. And it would have been suggested to me, well, you know, this guy's Jewish, and he's just out there making money. They do that the best. Really? If you think that Mr. Schiff was not what he really was, do you think he'd be in prison right now? Yeah. I'll tell you what, folks. Discernment. Use your ears. Trust your judgment. It may be all that you have. Tyler in Ohio.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Okay.
Well,
Don't give up, brother.
I'm not giving up.
I know.
I'm Neither pissed am I. Off.
Yeah, so am I. I'm not giving up either. I make sure I surround myself with like-minded people, and everyone else needs to do the same. I just have a few thoughts, you know. The New World Order is listening. And I'd like to thank them for opening up the FEMA camps, activating them, and because I've often wondered, you know, once we take this country back, where are we going to put all these criminals? Let's put them in their own places they built for us.
Well, and I don't think we'll be lacking as long as the volunteers are housed and clothed and fed. I think we will have prison guards for a long time to come.
That's right. Yes, yes, we will. And everyone out there listening, don't give up either. Because
no.
When you know about tyranny, it is our godly duty to expose it. I will not give up. All my friends will not give up. And there are thousands of things we can do to expose these people. You and many others have inspired me and my business partner to start a website. We patented a product. It's a teabag yard ornament. Anyone out there that's listening that would like to check it out, it's at TEA-patriot.com. And it's got a pretty powerful message, and people really like it.
Right.
And it lets you know where you stand.
Well, everybody's involvement, no matter how great the project, no matter how small, the contributions multiplied by millions will be insurmountable, Tyler.
That's right.
Insurmountable.
That's right.
Undefeatable. You know, I mean, you know what keeps me going? That I think back on this nation's history. Recently, the people that have died, that have loved this country so much, that have given so much, back through the years, I cannot change my stand because this is my homage to them.
Yeah,
this is the.
We can't let it be for nothing.
This is the respect that I have for myself, and this is what I want for the rest of America, to be able to stand our own ground, to be independent, to be free-thinking, to keep our labors without it being squandered foolishly and in many cases very, very evilly. I just don't know what to say.
No, there are hundreds of things for people to do, you know. You can sit outside of a grocery store, for instance, hand out leaflets of Ron Paul. You know, ask people, hey, have you ever heard of Ron Paul? A lot of people say, yeah. Well, I don't like his foreign policy. Well, what's wrong with his foreign policy?
I'll tell you what they don't like. They don't like the fact that they heard it off of CNN or Fox or MSNBC.
Exactly.
The traitors in course and supporters of all that is unholy and illegal. They're defending is their own stupidity because they got their thoughts from some talking head on the Communist News Network.
Right. That are being paid to do that. And they think they're safe when it all falls apart. Isn't that something?
It is. Tyler, I've got callers. I've got to keep moving here.
Can I just bring up one fact?
Sure.
I found a video on YouTube, and it really disturbed me. And I would like all the listeners to check it out. It's called Obama is Osama, Roman numeral 2. After I saw that, I was like, it put a lot of things together for me.
All right.
If Obama isn't the Antichrist, he's definitely working for him.
Understood. Thanks for your call, Tyler. By the way, somebody emailed me. Thank you for this, John. He says, John, can you ask Pete, what was the shift when states were being formed that changed to loose corporations their common good test? I think it was a 5-year charter that had to be renewed. John from Alberta. Do you know what he's speaking of?
No, I don't quite understand what he's actually asking. Do okay. you?
No, and it probably would have helped if you would have called. So there you go. There you go, John. Alex in Dallas. Hello, Alex.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking, I just want to kind of piggyback on the one guy that called in saying he was 45 years old. And, you know, he learned more than 6 months. I'm kind of like in that same boat. I'm 35, and I've learned so much within the past year that, you know, I've learned more, like you said, than my whole entire life. You know, because I've always felt that there was something more in life than, you know, getting up every morning, you know, celebrate Valentine's, Easter, 4th of July, you know, those holidays that's been pushed up on us. Every year, it's like, there has to be something besides this. Then, you know what I mean, then going to bed every night and the same thing. And now I realize that we are being marginalized and controlled to go through these things in life, and then knowing that there is something else besides, you know, going through the same thing every year, day in and day out.
Yeah, and you mean to tell me, Alex, that you don't think patriotism is saying the Pledge of Allegiance before the Dallas football game? That there's more to life than what has been experienced so far? There's much more fabric and depth to what we are?
There is. And that's what I've been... And like I said, I'm 35. And I knew there was something more, and that we're being suppressed to thinking that that's the only thing there is possible. And so, and then I've been listening, you know, what really triggered me was when I understood, you know, when I understood him, you know, him. And then I kind of looked further into fluoride. And I'm like, okay, hey, what is going on? So,
yeah.
And I started progressing. And just listening to the Federal Reserve, I started to look into, you know, is it illegal to be given a speeding ticket? I was just scared. Everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
This is what's been going on.
And you know what, Alex? And here's the good news is you're 35, you got bread, and pray God that you remain healthy for the rest of your life. There's a lot of people that don't want to see you that way. But you are midlife right now. If you live to be the age of 70, you're midlife right now. You got a lot ahead of you, man.
Yeah.
And I hope to God. That concern people like yourself, like us, this listening audience, that they take this seriously and start thinking of ways of pushing back against this, because it is, for a lack of a better term, it's sick and it is evil. Thanks for your call, Alex. Ron McDonald.
Yes.
Man, I think you might have spoken 53 words.
Well, you're, like I said, you're very passionate. I like listening to the listeners that call in. I mean, they all have their concerns, and that's the best show in the world is when you have activity between listener and talk host.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to have a lot of that tomorrow. So, folks, tune into the network tomorrow. It's going to be different, something different you haven't heard before. Thank you, Ron McDonald, and thank you all for being here today. The next